Excuse me. Hey. This is Lady Peaches. Yay. What's up? What's up? This Lady Peaches, what's up? I know we've been quarantined and everybody just stay in the house. I know you got y'all, a lot of people got their stimulus checks today and they is out and about. Y'all, this is so serious. Like, I can't express it. I've also heard people talk about it being black people can't get it. Let me tell you something. My stepfather has a mild case of it. He was, Michael Penny was diagnosed last week, as I said on the last episode. So it is true, black people can get it. Stay in the house. Wash your hands for 20 minutes. Make sure you're wearing your mask properly. If you don't have a mask, stay home. Stay home. I'm trying to follow my own advice because sometimes I forget and I'll walk out the door and get in my car and realize I didn't have on my mask. So please stay home. And the mask thing is so ridiculous. Like the ones you get free from the pharmacy, you have to pay $5 for them now. So like they is going crazy over this mask, this epidemic. It's not one person. All these people, I see people traveling. I even see people on boats fishing. Please, y'all, please take caution. Please. We are all in this together. We are all one America. We are all one nation under God individually. Okay? With the whole nation, may the Lord be with you. To those who are experiencing people going on with this epidemic, please, in the name of Jesus, I ask God, put hands on your family, protect your family, do whatever you can. I want to thank, the best thing happened today. You know, we're quarantining, and it is my granddaughter, Sincere Lyrics Park's birthday. Happy birthday, Sincere. Say it's your birthday, and you're turning 6. I'm telling you, girl, I can't wait till you get older so you be the one kicking with you. Yeah, this Lady Peaches. So happy birthday to my granddaughter. She turned 6. Star Bullock of Bullock Kids TV. Please go to YouTube, join in, and subscribe to the channel. But back on this epidemic, it is so serious, guys. Okay, but today, my topic is, what did you do for Easter? Like what we did, I see a lot of people. I watch Rain's World with Jacquees's nephew. They did the same thing we did. We had to Easter egg hunt in the house. So it was cool because we have an upstairs and a downstairs. But the kids enjoyed it. We ended up having a great time. It's also, we threw along with Easter, it was my granddaughter's birthday, so we kind of gave her a little small Easter birthday party. And the Tulsa Public School lady, her name is Alicia. I want to give a shout out to her. She goes out the way, you guys, to make sure your kids is just getting their lunches. I remember one day I was too sick and I couldn't get out to the bus to go get the lunch because I have sickle cell anemia. And I'm very asthmatic. So I kind of stay in because I'm a high risk because I have upper rest infections as well. So I try to stay in as much as I can and not go out. But my thing is, this lady knocks on my door. You guys, and I am not exaggerating. Like I said, yesterday was Easter. We got them their Easter baskets. They did everything. She came and knocked on the door for, I think it was like 9 kids here, you know, and, you know, it's enough for everybody there for each room. And we had them all spread it out, you know, we're quarantining the right way. But anyway, she brought 9 Easter baskets. And then she left. She came back with 12 lunches and breakfast. Then she left. Then she came back with lots of candy and eggs for us to hide, more eggs for us to hide for the kids. So, I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I'm enjoying my quarantine. Like, I'm having, like, some days I get bored, but it's like I can turn on something on TikTok or Facebook or Instagram and just do the dang thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all know, but it is a celebrity's birthday this month. Hey, hey, hey. To O'Fine Jacquees. I think his birthday is the 15th. So, you know, y'all, wish y'all favorite singer, King of R&B, happy birthday. And to all the April birthdays, it's also my baby daddy's birthday, April 27th. My baby daddy, Kiel, a.k.a. Andre Darren Burks Sr. So, shouts out to him and his family and all them. May the Lord be with all of us and enjoy our day in our April month. Guys, like I said, it's our birthdays. I mean, to these birthdays, not my birthday. My birthday is October 4th, 19. You're none of your business. But, yes, I just want you guys to stay safe. You know, I know it looks so good outside. It's tempting, but I'm trying to beat this thing. I'm trying to survive it. And I seen something came on across the TV screen in the middle of the night. The white guy, this guy on TV, and he was saying that, you know, more is to come. And he was right. You know, the blood, the blood in the sea that happened. Now the mothers turns against daughters, sons against dads. That's slowly coming about. It's in the Bible, guys. This is the Bible happening. It's no, the nation will get a disease. And what is it? The lake of fire next? I'm just saying, y'all, we have to get right with God. We walking around like ain't nothing happening. You guys need to repent. Even those who, oh, I don't like speaks, Jews and whoop, 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 and worshipers and whoop, whoop, whoop. I don't care who you like. Whatever it is you believe in, you better get to doing it. That's what I'm saying. But I'm trying to be a survivor of this situation. I am trying to make sure everybody else that's around me survive it. I mean, like, a lot of people, you just can't tell what to do. Like, all my kids are grown now. So whenever I say something as their mom, it's like I'm telling them what to do, or I'm bossing them around and I'm not letting them be grown and have their story. But no, baby, I'm not doing that tonight. I mean, really, your mind and your thinking has no type of thinking that I'm thinking. Because I'm thinking that, okay, you're my baby, I don't have money for this goddamn funeral. No, I'm just playing. But it's serious, you know. Like, this is a serious thing, guys. Please listen, obey your parents. Obey your parents with this quarantine thing. Nobody's trying to tell you what to do. Nobody ain't trying to shade you. Nobody ain't trying to run your life. Nobody ain't trying to overpower you because they're the parent and you're the child. No, we're thinking about your lives. We want to save your lives because even though you're grown, you still are kids. But anyway, the kids has just gotten so bad and out of hand these days, they'll die not listening. That's the way I take it. But anyway, this is Lady Peaches. Oh, what's up, babies? What's up? To my Peach Babies, don't forget, guys, get my album Real. It is available online. Don't forget to subscribe to Bullet Kiss TV. Happy birthday again. Shout out to Star Bullock, my granddaughter. Her name is Sincere Lyrics Parks, who turns 6 today. And again, this is after. Oh, and if you realize, you know what? It's been a year since my video. It's today. It's actually been a year since my video. It's not my first video, and somebody's second, because my first video was slideshows. Remember when we was doing slideshow videos? Well, mine was a slideshow. But my second video, Wanna Ride Remix, aired this time last year. So it's been a year since my video's been out. So, hey, you guys, check me out, Real, online. It's available. It's free. You can get it from some apps if you're already like signed in, Google Play. A lot of people, Amazon Music, like I can get it because I'm Amazon Music. But to download it, it is $14.99. Or you can pick your favorite song for $1.49 a piece. And you guys, like I said, love, peace, and hair grease. And in the T-Town, wherever you are, please, please wash your hands, cover up. And I think it's the CDC, one of them, it's mandatory as of today that you have to go out. You have to have a mask when you walk around public. So I think it's mandatory or you can get cited. So this is serious. Please stay in your house so we can get out of our houses so they can clear the air. They're not trying to tell you guys what to do. They're not trying to take away your privileges. They're trying to make it safe so we can breathe. And back to you guys. Love you. See you guys on Instagram, Facebook. Hit me up. I'm always on at Lady Miss Peaches Instagram. Lady Miss Peaches YouTube or Chantel D. Howard YouTube are my channels. Facebook is Chantel Lady Miss Peaches Howard, I think. But also on Twitter, I'm Miss Peaches on Twitter. But you guys join in. Don't forget, take precaution. Please obey your parents' kids. I know y'all 30 and 40 years old and 25 and 22 and 18 and shit, some of the 16-year-old shoots. I mean, some of the 16-year-old I'm really working on my potty mouth. I'm trying to get better. Better. I'm just playing, but I'm trying to get better. So to you guys, I love you all. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks. Please let everybody know, hey, I heard it from Miss Peaches. You have to listen to her show, Lady Miss Peaches, what's up? I'm on sometimes in the day. I don't have a certain time because we're at home. But once we get back in routine again, life routine, I will have, announce the times and days I will be on. Thank you, love, peace, and hair grease, and enjoy your lovely day. Happy Easter to those. And to those who have loved ones in the prisons, make sure you're checking on them because it has now reached the prisons here in Oklahoma. So make sure you're checking on your kids and your cousins, brothers, sisters, loved ones in prison. Love, peace, and hair grease. Love you all. Thank you all, and have a blessed day. Excuse me. Hey, hey, hey. This is Lady Peaches. Yay. What's up? What's up? This Lady Peaches, what's up? I know we've been quarantined and everybody just stay in the house. I know you got y'all, a lot of people got their stimulus checks today and they is out and about. Y'all, this is so serious. Like, I can't express it. I've also heard people talk about it being black people can't get it. Let me tell you something. My stepfather has a mild case of it. He was, Michael Penny was diagnosed last week, as I said on the last episode. So it is true, black people can get it. Stay in the house. Wash your hands for 20 minutes. Make sure you're wearing your mask properly. If you don't have a mask, stay home. Stay home. I'm trying to follow my own advice because sometimes I forget and I'll walk out the door and get in my car and realize I didn't have on my mask. So please stay home. And I mean, the mask thing is so ridiculous. Like, the ones you get free from the pharmacy, you have to pay $5 for them now. So, like, they is going crazy over this mask, this epidemic. It's not one person. All these people, I see people traveling. I even see people on boats fishing. Please, y'all, please take caution. Please. We are all in this together. We are all one America. We are all one nation under God individually. Okay? With the whole nation, may the Lord be with you. To those who are experiencing people going on with this epidemic, please, in the name of Jesus, I ask God, put hands on your family, protect your family, do whatever you can. I want to thank, the best thing happened today. You know, we're quarantining, and it is my granddaughter, Sincere Lyrics Park's birthday. Happy birthday, Sincere. Say it's your birthday, and you're turning 6. I'm telling you, girl, I can't wait till you get older, so you be the one kicking with you. Yeah, this Lady Peaches. So happy birthday to my granddaughter. She turned 6. Star Bullock of Bullock Kids TV. Please go to YouTube, join in, and subscribe to the channel. But back on this epidemic, it is so serious, guys. Okay, but today, my topic is, what did you do for Easter? Like, what we did, I see a lot of people. I watch Rain's World with Jacquees's nephew. They did the same thing we did. We had to Easter egg hunt in the house. So it was cool because we have an upstairs and a downstairs. But the kids enjoyed it. We ended up having a great time. It's also, we threw along with Easter, it was my granddaughter's birthday, so we kind of gave her a little small Easter birthday party. And the Tulsa Public School lady, her name is Alicia. I want to give a shout out to her. She goes out the way, you guys, to make sure your kids is just getting their lunches. I remember one day I was too sick and I couldn't get out to the bus to go get the lunch because I have sickle cell anemia. And I'm very asthmatic. So I kind of stay in because I'm a high risk because I have upper rest infections as well. So I try to stay in as much as I can and not go out. But my thing is, this lady knocks on my door. You guys, and I am not exaggerating. Like I said, yesterday was Easter. We got them their Easter baskets. They did everything. She came and knocked on the door for, I think it was like 9 kids here, you know, and, you know, it's enough for everybody there for each room. And we had them all spread it out. You know, we're quarantining the right way. But anyway, She brought 9 Easter baskets, Easter baskets, and then she left. She came back with 12 lunches and breakfast. Then she left. Then she came back with lots of candy and eggs for us to hide, more eggs for us to hide for the kids. So, I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I'm enjoying my quarantine. Like, I'm having, like, some days I get bored, but it's like I can turn on something on TikTok or Facebook or Instagram and just do the dang thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all know, but it is a celebrity's birthday this month. Hey, hey, hey. To O'Fine Jacquees. I think his birthday is the 15th. So, you know, y'all, wish y'all favorite singer, King of R&B, happy birthday. And to all the April birthdays, it's also my baby daddy's birthday, April 27th. My baby daddy, Kiel, a.k.a. Andre Darren Burke Sr. So, shouts out to him and his family and all them. May the Lord be with all of us and enjoy our day in our April month. Guys, like I said, it's our birthdays. I mean, to these birthdays, not my birthday. My birthday is October 4th, 19. You're none of your business. But, yes, I just want you guys to stay safe. You know, I know it looks so good outside. It's tempting, but I'm trying to beat this thing. I'm trying to survive it. And I seen something came on across the TV screen in the middle of the night. The white guy, this guy on TV, and he was saying that, you know, more is to come. And he was right, you know, the blood in the sea that happened. Now the mothers turns against daughters, sons against dads. That's slowly coming about. It's in the Bible, guys. This is the Bible happening. It's no. The nation will get a disease. And what is it? The lake of fire next? I'm just saying, y'all, we have to get right with God. We're walking around like ain't nothing happening. You guys need to repent. Even those who, I don't like speaks Jews and whoop, 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 and worshipers and whoop, whoop, whoop. I don't care who you like. Whatever it is you believe in, you better get to doing it. That's what I'm saying. But I'm trying to be a survivor of this situation. I am trying to make sure everybody else that's around me survive it. I mean, like, a lot of people, you just can't tell what to do. Like, all my kids are grown now. So whenever I say something as their mom, it's like I'm telling them what to do, or I'm bossing them around and I'm not letting them be grown and have their story. But no, baby, I'm not doing that tonight. I mean, really, your mind and your thinking has no type of thinking that I'm thinking. Because I'm thinking that, okay, you're my baby. I don't have money for this goddamn funeral. No, I'm just playing. But it's serious, you know. Like, this is a serious thing, guys. Please listen, obey your parents. Obey your parents with this quarantine thing. Nobody's trying to tell you what to do. Nobody ain't trying to shade you. Nobody ain't trying to run your life. Nobody ain't trying to overpower you because they're the parent and you're the child. No, we're thinking about your lives. We want to save your lives because even though you're grown, you still are kids. But anyway, the kids has just gotten so bad and out of hand these days, they'll die not listening. That's the way I take it. But anyway, this is Lady Peaches. Oh, what's up? babies. What's up? To my peach babies, don't forget, guys, get my album Real. It is available online. Don't forget to subscribe to Bullet Kids TV. Happy birthday again. Shout out to Star Bullock, my granddaughter. Her name is Sincere Lyrics Parks, who turns 6 today. And again, this is after. Oh, and if you realize, you know what? It's been a year since my video. It's today. It's actually been a year since my video. It's not my first video. It's my second, because my first video was slideshows. Remember when we was doing slideshow videos? Well, mine was a slideshow. But my second video, Wanna Ride Remix, aired this time last year. So it's been a year since my video's been out. So hey, you guys, check me out, Real online. It's available. It's free. You can get it from some apps if you're already like signed in, Google Play. A lot of people, Amazon Music, like I can get it because I'm Amazon Music, but to download it, it is $14.99. Or you can pick your favorite song for $1.49 a piece. And you guys, like I said, love, peace, and hair grease. And in the T-Town, wherever you are, please, please wash your hands, cover up. And I think it's the CDC, one of them, it's mandatory as of today that you have to go out. You have to have a mask when you walk around public. So I think it's mandatory, or you can get cited. So this is serious. Please stay in your house so we can get out of our houses, so they can clear the air. They're not trying to tell you guys what to do. They're not trying to take away your privileges. They're trying to make it safe so we can breathe. And back to you guys. Love you. See you guys on Instagram, Facebook. Hit me up. I'm always on at Lady Miss Peaches Instagram, Lady Miss Peaches YouTube, or Chantel D. Howard YouTube are my channels. Facebook is Chantel Lady Miss Peaches Howard, I think. But also on Twitter, I'm Miss Peaches on Twitter. But you guys join in. Don't forget, take precaution. Please obey your parents, kids. I know y'all 30 and 40 years old, and 25 and 22 and 18, and shit, some of the 16-year-old shoots. I mean, some of the 16-year-old is, I'm really working on my potty mouth. I'm trying to get better. Better. I'm just playing, but I'm trying to get better. So to you guys, I love you all. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks. Please let everybody know, hey, I heard it from Miss Peaches. You have to listen to her show, Lady Miss Peaches, what's up? I'm on sometimes in the day. I don't have a certain time because we're at home. But once we get back in routine again, life routine, I will have, announce the times and days I will be on. Thank you, love, peace, and hair grease, and enjoy your lovely day. Happy Easter to those. And to those who have loved ones in the prisons, make sure you're checking on them, because it has now reached the prisons here in Oklahoma. So make sure you're checking on your kids and your cousins, brothers, sisters, loved ones in prison. Love, peace, and hair grease. Love you all. Thank you all, and have a blessed day. Excuse me. Hey, hey, hey. This is Lady Peaches. Yay. What's up? What's up? This Lady Peaches, what's up? I know we've been quarantined, and everybody Just stay in the house. I know you got y'all, a lot of people got their stimulus checks today and they is out and about. Y'all, this is so serious. Like, I can't express it. I've also heard people talk about it being black people can't get it. Let me tell you something. My stepfather has a mild case of it. He was, Michael Penny was diagnosed last week, as I said on the last episode. So it is true, black people can get it. Stay in the house. Wash your hands for 20 minutes. Make sure you're wearing your mask properly. If you don't have a mask, stay home. Stay home. I'm trying to follow my own advice because sometimes I forget and I'll walk out the door and get in my car and realize I didn't have on my mask. So please stay home. And I mean, the mask thing is so ridiculous. Like, the ones you get free from the pharmacy, you have to pay $5 for them now. So, like, they is going crazy over this mask, this epidemic. It's not one person. All these people, I see people traveling. I even see people on boats fishing. Please, y'all, please take caution. Please. We are all in this together. We are all one America. We are all one nation under God individually. Okay? To the whole nation, may the Lord be with you. To those who are experiencing people going on with this epidemic, please, in the name of Jesus, I ask God, put hands on your family, protect your family, do whatever you can. I want to thank, the best thing happened today. You know, we're quarantining, and it is my granddaughter, Sincere Lyrics Park's birthday. Happy birthday, Sincere. Say it's your birthday, and you're turning 6. I'm telling you, girl, I can't wait till you get older so you be the one kicking with you. Yeah, this Lady Peaches. So happy birthday to my granddaughter. She turned 6. Star Bullock of Bullock Kids TV. Please go to YouTube, join in, and subscribe to the channel. But back on this epidemic, it is so serious, guys. Okay, but today, my topic is, what did you do for Easter? Like, what we did, I see a lot of people. I watch Rain's World with Jacquees's nephew. They did the same thing we did. We had to Easter egg hunt in the house. So it was cool because we have an upstairs and a downstairs. But the kids enjoyed it. We ended up having a great time. It's also, we threw along with Easter, it was my granddaughter's birthday, so we kind of gave her a little small Easter birthday party. And the Tulsa Public School lady, her name is Alicia. I want to give a shout out to her. She goes out the way, you guys, to make sure your kids is just getting their lunches. I remember one day I was too sick and I couldn't get out to the bus to go get the lunch because I have sickle cell anemia. And I'm very asthmatic. So I kind of stay in because I'm a high risk because I have upper rest infections as well. So I try to stay in as much as I can and not go out. But my thing is, this lady knocks on my door. You guys, and I am not exaggerating. Like I said, yesterday was Easter. We got them their Easter baskets. They did everything. She came and knocked on the door for, I think it was like 9 kids here, you know, and you know, it's enough for everybody there for each room. And we had them all spread it out. You know, we're quarantining the right way. But anyway, she brought 9 Easter baskets, and then she left. She came back with 12 lunches and breakfast. Then she left. Then she came back with lots of candy and eggs for us to hide, more eggs for us to hide for the kids. So, I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I'm enjoying my quarantine. Like, I'm having, like, some days I get bored, but it's like I can turn on something on TikTok or Facebook or Instagram and just do the dang thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all know, but it is a celebrity's birthday this month. Hey, hey, hey. To O'Fine Jacquees. I think his birthday is the 15th. So, you know, y'all, wish y'all favorite singer, King of R&B, happy birthday. And to all the April birthdays, it's also my baby daddy's birthday, April 27th. My baby daddy, Kiel, a.k.a. Andre Darren Burks Sr. So, shouts out to him and his family and all them. May the Lord be with all of us and enjoy our day in our April month. Guys, like I said, it's our birthdays. I mean, to these birthdays, not my birthday. My birthday is October 4th, 19. You're none of your business. But, yes, I just want you guys to stay safe. You know, I know it looks so good outside. It's tempting, but I'm trying to beat this thing. I'm trying to survive it. And I seen something came on across the TV screen in the middle of the night. The white guy, this guy on TV, and he was saying that, you know, more is to come. And he was right. You know, the blood, the blood in the sea that happened. Now the mothers turns against daughters, sons against dads. That's slowly coming about. It's in the Bible, guys. This is the Bible happening. It's no, the nation will get a disease. And what is it? The lake of fire next? I'm just saying, y'all, we have to get right with God. We walking around like ain't nothing happening. You guys need to repent. Even those who, oh, I don't like speaks Jews and whoop, 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 and worshipers and whoop, whoop, whoop. I don't care who you like. Whatever it is you believe in, you better get to doing it. That's what I'm saying. But I'm trying to be a survivor of this situation. I am trying to make sure everybody else that's around me survive it. I mean, like, a lot of people, you just can't tell what to do. Like, all my kids are grown now. So whenever I say something as their mom, it's like I'm telling them what to do, or I'm bossing them around and I'm not letting them be grown and have their story. But no, baby, I'm not doing that tonight. I mean, really, your mind and your thinking has no type of thinking that I'm thinking. Because I'm thinking that, okay, you're my baby, I don't have money for this goddamn funeral. No, I'm just playing. But it's serious, you know. Like, this is a serious thing, guys. Please, listen, obey your parents. Obey your parents with this quarantine thing. Nobody's trying to tell you what to do. Nobody ain't trying to shade you. Nobody ain't trying to run your life. Nobody ain't trying to overpower you because they're the parent and you're the child. No, we're thinking about your lives. We want to save your lives because even though you're grown, you still are kids. But anyway, the kids has just gotten so bad and out of hand these days, they'll die not listening. That's the way I take it. But anyway, this is Lady Peaches. Oh, what's up, babies? What's up? To my Peach Babies, don't forget, guys, get my album Real. It is available online. Don't forget to subscribe to Bullet Kids TV. Happy birthday again. Shout out to Star Bullock, my granddaughter. Her name is Sincere Lyrics Parks, who turns 6 today. And again, this is after. Oh, and if you realize, you know what? It's been a year since my video. It's today. It's actually been a year since my video. It's not my first video, it's my second, because my first video was slideshows. Remember when we was doing slideshow videos? Well, mine was a slideshow. But my second video, Wanna Ride Remix, aired this time last year. So it's been a year since my video's been out. So, hey, you guys, check me out, Real, online. It's available. It's free. You can get it from some apps if you're already like signed in, Google Play. A lot of people, Amazon Music, like I can get it because I'm Amazon Music, but to download it, it is $14.99. Or you can pick your favorite song for $1.49 a piece. And you guys, like I said, love, peace, and hair grease. And in the T-Town, wherever you are, please, please wash your hands, cover up. And I think it's the CDC, one of them, it's mandatory as of today that you have to go out. You have to have a mask when you walk around public. So I think it's mandatory or you can get cited. So this is serious. Please stay in your house so we can get out of our houses so they can clear the air. They're not trying to tell you guys what to do. They're not trying to take away your privileges. They're trying to make it safe so we can breathe. And back to you guys. Love you. See you guys on Instagram, Facebook. Hit me up. I'm always on at Lady Miss Peaches Instagram. Lady Miss Peaches YouTube or Chantel D. Howard YouTube are my channels. Facebook is Chantel Lady Miss Peaches Howard, I think. But also on Twitter, I'm Miss Peaches on Twitter. But you guys join in. Don't forget, take precaution. Please obey your parents, kids. I know y'all 30 and 40 years old and 25 and 22 and 18 and shit, some of the 16-year-old shoots. I mean, some of the 16-year-old I'm really working on my potty mouth. I'm trying to get better. Better. I'm just playing, but I'm trying to get better. So to you guys, I love you all. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks. Please let everybody know, hey, I heard it from Miss Peaches. You have to listen to her show, Lady Miss Peaches, what's up? I'm on sometimes in the day. I don't have a certain time because we're at home. But once we get back in routine again, life routine, I will have, announce the times and days I will be on. Thank you, love, peace, and hair grease, and enjoy your lovely day. Happy Easter to those. And to those who have loved ones in the prisons, make sure you're checking on them because it has now reached the prisons here in Oklahoma. So make sure you're checking on your kids and your cousins, brothers, sisters, loved ones in prison. Love, peace, and hair grease. Love you all. Thank you all, and have a blessed day. Hello, welcome to Lady Peaches. What's up? Hey, yeah. Hi, today we're going to touch topics on should you be picky on who you parent with? And we're going to have a topic on the latest shooting of rap artist Mo3.
and also the shooting of Lil Boosie, which is one of my favorite rappers. Both of them really is. I love Mo3 and I love Boosie, but you know, I bumped that Boosie though, you know, and I love Mo3 too. I bumps that too every day. So, you know, RIP to Mo3 and his family and fans and friends. And Boosie, I hear, is evaluating a speedy recovery. We're going to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about men that use women to come up and then, I say, treat them like bums, or maybe make them bums. Make sure that they men that destroy women that they sleep with. That's what another topic we're going to touch bases on today. Okay, first things first, Mo3. It's been all over Instagram that the shooting death of rap artist Mo3 in Dallas, Texas, in the middle of the freeway, they said by an unknown suspect. Right now, the suspect is not identified, for as I know. But you know how the police work. They could be finding the suspect right now as we speak. Also, RIP to the family of King Von. That was on the last episode. And also, Lil Boosie went to show his respects to rap artist Mo3 and then was shot, I'm hearing, in the leg as well, or the foot or something like that. But yes, it is all over the Instagram. So Lil Boosie, please get well. We love you. That person that is out here on this rap artist killing spree, I'm just saying, we have people in like rappers that to you it might be just a rapper, but these rappers have organizations and foundations that they support. So what if one of these rappers is in No Kids Left Behind organization or Feed the Hungry organization, and by killing that person, it is taking the food out of somebody's mouth? And then what if that food out of somebody's mouth happens to be at an elementary school or a high school or a college where there is free meals at, and then you all of a sudden have a budget, and your budget is now interrupted because now you have to pay school lunches because that child's supporter of the foundation that was fundamental in funding that school is now gone due to a homicide. And now you're paying an extra $200 to $300 more a month for meals. I'm just trying to break it down to what we're doing to ourselves out here. These people are not just rap artists. They are people and supporters of people, places, and things that you might be a part of, that might be the reason why you getting in free somewhere. You don't know what you're doing or what you're killing. Like I said, envy and jealousy and hate is the worst crime in the world to me. First King Von, now Mo3, and then just like out of what, just a check moment to Lil Boosie, like mind your business or something. I don't know what that was, or if it was just a fan, you know. But these men have organizations and they are funding different organizations. And it's not the organization, oh, well, he's only doing it for the blacks. No, they're not. These organization names have no color on them. You see what I'm saying? So you don't know if your child or your niece or your nephew or your little cousin or your best friend is in one of these organizations and they happen to be out of the 99.1 person that don't get that meal because that person is gone. The supporter of that person is gone. You see what I'm saying? That's how you have to break it down to the world to let the world know. But next subject is we're going to talk about, and this is the main subject today, and it's called the Lady Peaches subject today of the day. And the subject of today is, should you be picky on who you parent with? I mean, and this is what I have studied. I did study psychology at Regent University, and is soon to re-enroll to finish and go on to finish my degree. But what I'm trying to tell you is that I have studied and came up with the theory of you have what you sleep with. And I have noticed mirror disease in children. And mirror, if you want to look it up, it is a psychology term for a child that mimics or marks an adult's behavior, whether it's abuse or whether it's funny or it's a disease where they mimic an adult's activity. Like, say you smoking a cigarette and you wear your high heels and your hair is done and you go look out, you step back one day and your little girl or your niece or nephew has got a little one of your wigs on and a pair of glasses, a purse and some heels and acting like they're smoking a cigarette. That's called mirror. So I have noticed, you know, and then I have noticed some parents, like, I'm not naming no names, close parents in my circle, I have seen, and elderly parents too as well, I have seen beat their kids because they do something that their daddy did, or they do something that the mama did, you know, vice versa. Say if, for instance, you meet a person, you fall in love with this person, then you later find out this person smokes crack, or this person is a potential robber, or robbery, you know, or a murderer, or just a bum, and you know, and they have the spirit of sloth. You know, the sloth disease, where they just lazy and they're bum, they don't want to do nothing. And if you look that up, you know, sloth is the disease that makes you lie around the house, wake up, smoke cigarettes, drink, throw things back on the floor, and then you wake up and your whole house is cluttered with trash and nothing. That's the spirit of sloth. But anyway, back to my theory. So when I was in school, I used to say, well, I'm not going to do this when I have kids because look at him. His mama used to be like that. And it would be like a child that mom used to probably hang with my mom. And their mom maybe did drugs, or their mom was a petty larceny and a thief. That's what they did, and that's how they did their living. Or their mom lived off of SSI or Social Security, or their mom was a scam artist. And then you you look back now in 2020 to the people that was doing that back then, and their children are living the same life that they did, and it's called mirror. And what it is is half of the world or people have this disorder and don't know it. And anyway, so I did some research on a lot of like parents that don't love their kids, or parents that, you know, and then so if you meet a guy and his dad was a deadbeat, and then you have a baby by him, and then you try to make situation of this person being a deadbeat, but they're only a deadbeat because it's in their genes. It's genetic. And again, you listen to Lady Peaches, what's up? And back to what my theory, what we was talking about in my study that I've been studying. So, you know, and then you go and have this guy back then. It was cool. You was young, or it was the heat of the moment, that type of thing. And the person was really a thief. And then, you know, they say your children always 10 times worse than what you were. So, that puts us back in the mirror disease, and the children is mimicking their parents' lives. And I know people that did petty larceny, and they were thieves, and that was the way they got by, and that was their living. And now their children are scam artists, or they're scamming people, or they're in jail or in prison for being a scam artist and things like that. You know, like it's something that their parent did. And I'm not marking nobody, and I'm not talking about nobody. This is a true known fact. This is a study that I've been studying for over 2 decades. And anyway, I'm going to read a couple of these. To summarize, almost all parents feel they love their children. But what parents feel internally must be external. But what parents feel internally must have an external component, an action that are loving in a order to have a positive effect of their children. Parents' good intentions are not to substitute for nurturing love, which can only be provided by a psychologically healthy and independent adult. Both the intentions of the captivity to love are too necessary to sustain the small child and his or her growth toward maturity. The assumptions that parents, especially mothers, have a natural, love for their child is a fundamental part of belief system and the core of family life or society. Very often this myth has an adverse effect, though, in that it leads to failure to challenge negative behavior within the family's life. It also intensifies parents' guilt. These guilt feelings further I can't see because my phone, the way I took a screenshot, so it's like I can barely see some of the words, but contaminated the situation for those individuals who may be unable, because of their own upbringing, to provide their children with love. Basically saying, and this is, if you want to know what I'm reading from psychologytoday.com. So, and it's written,
what I just told you or said before I read this, and I promise you, I have not read this before now. I'm reading it with you, and that's what I like to do. So it'll be, you know, this is something not made up. This is something that I just really read. So this is what I just told you. So it all comes from the upbringing. And I just read to you from psychologytoday.com that, you know, so you go lay down with a thug and then you crying because your son is in jail or in prison, then that's just what it is. And like, and I'm going to use one of my experiences, and I got baby daddies, okay, and ex-husbands and husbands, but I slept with, I thought my baby daddy was a nerd. I married this guy, I loved this guy, and I thought he was a nerd, I thought he was respectful, but he was like an adulterer. But when I finally did do what he did to me, he couldn't take it. But he was really an adulterer. And I loved him so much, I accepted anything he did. I stayed with him. And I repeatedly caught myself dealing with these type of men. And I would used to leave, you know, pay my mom. I didn't say leave, but pay my mom to baby, because I didn't trust people with my kids. I was very strict. So I would pay my mom to keep my kids all the time. And they would stay with my mom, and, you know, I would buy them groceries and food or whatever while I worked double shifts or whatever. And this before I decided, I've always been a writer since I was like 9 or 10 years old. I've always been a ghostwriter, but it was before, I mean, this was when I was working, and it was before I even became a rapper or a singer or anything. But anyway, so now today I face the pain of my daughter. She's always out making money and trying to, you know, get up on her feet, and I'm here with her kids all the time, and people be like, why you do that? You letting her do this, do that? But it's mirror. It's something I did, and who's to say it's going to go the same way you did it? It might go in a worse way, or it might go in a good way. You never know how the outcome of this disorder is going to be. It sometimes is good, sometimes it's bad. You just have to wait for it. But so she's doing, you know, so she does it. And my intentions was not bad. I wasn't a sorry mother or trifling mother. And sometimes they did have daycare, because I liked the daycare, and they had private daycares. I always put my kids in Christian schools and daycares when they were small children, when they were in the age of babysitting. They went to Christian schools and Christian daycares. But anyway, so make a long story short, this is what I'm dealing with, and it's because I did it, and it backfired on me because of the disorder. So this being said, and to make this topic, to let you know what I'm really trying to get at, is you have to be careful on what you parent with, how you parent, how you do everything, because they are watching your every movement. And what gets to me is some of the things that my daughter and my sons or my nieces and nephew picked up were things that I didn't think they were even paying attention to. So you have to be careful on how you parent, who you parent with. And it not just because of the sexual transmitted diseases that can be caught through the sex or whatever, but because the mirror disorder is a very serious disorder, and
you are always setting the example for your child or for your niece or for your nephew or for your little cousin. You're always setting an example for your child, your niece and nephew, so you got to be careful what you do. Because if you're doing this, if you're robbing in front of them, or if you're running game to scam their mother or scam their father, and then they grow up and then you meet somebody and you become a Christian, you become holy, or you become a changed person at 40 or 50 years old, and they're doing this and you're crying because you're, I don't know where it got it from. You did this in front of them. And this is why they're doing this. So you got to be careful who you parent with and how you parent. Period. Moving on to the next topic is men. Men, I attract these type of men. And I listen to other counselors or other psychologists. Like, I like Malcolm J. Harris. Shouts out to you, Malcolm. I really like your blog or whatever. But Malcolm J. Harris, I listen to him too. And I fall in traps of being with men that use me. I don't know why. They use me, and most of them, they'll make me be so dreamy in love, honey, I wouldn't know what's coming to me when it hit me. And they will, these guys, these type of guys will really, really take you for granted. I have had type of men that'll get with me and basically just use my income for a come up. Not only just to come up for him, because some women, hey, it's cool, you can deal with that. Not only my come up, but with guys that use women that come up to get another woman, to make a relationship, to pick the woman they marry, because you have the income or the bag, as they say now in 2021, the bag, you have the bag that they want. So they sleep with you to get your bag. And I know a lot of us women in 2021, and it ain't no color, and it ain't no color men, and ain't no color women. Women that's being picked, this is everybody. This is a national thing that's going on. Men are sleeping with us to get our bags to make a life with other women. And you cry and you fight and you get tugged into the fight to where you get so tugged and snugged into the fight to where you're basically trying to prove a point. You're so far in proving a point, you go broke because they done robbed you the whole time you're proving this point. So you have to be careful. And it goes back to the last topic. You got to be careful who you sleep with. And you gotta go, and I pray every day that I don't keep falling in the trap of the type of men that use me. I call it life changers. They want to change your life to gain a life. And don't be a victim of life changers, period. I've been a victim. And these guys have even became superstars. Some of them became superstars, are rich or famous. And some are, you know, wealthy. And they ride by me and laugh with the girl that they gave my stuff to, or the girl that they chose over me. And then they do it in front of your eyes, and then it be the girl that you can't really say nothing about, that they don't want you to talk about. You can't, I don't play about that one. Well, that's the one you need to watch out for, because that's who's getting your stuff. And again, this is another episode of Lady Miss Peaches. What's up, who up? Hey, yay, what's up? Shouts out to King Von, Mo3, Lil Boosie, and everybody else that experienced shootouts and shootings this month. God bless. Love, peace, and hair grease. Till next time, thank you again for joining me. Thank you for being a listener to Lady Miss Peaches. What's up? Who up? Oh, yay. What's up? Now I'll holler at you. Bye.